For KBIA News, I'm Bridget Bowden. Missouri House members have given first-round approval to legislation taking aim at synthetic drugs. The bill would expand the definition of synthetic marijuana to include several more substances. It was endorsed by a voice vote today and needs a second vote before moving to the Senate. In 2011, the definition of marijuana in state drug laws was expanded to cover synthetics. The measure also bans substances marketed as incense or bath salts that mimic the effects of cocaine and marijuana. The University of Missouri held its birthday party at the MU Student Center today, commemorating 175 years. KBIA's Emerald O'Brien has the story.
Happy birthday, dear Missouri. Happy birthday.
The festivities kicked off with a speech by the university's new chancellor, Richard Bowen Lofton, whose first year coincides with Mizzou's 175th. He says he's happy to become a Tiger in such a landmark year.
To be part of the celebration, which is going to be not just a one-day event, but a year-long activity for us, is very important.
Students at the event listened to the speakers and received free T-shirts, cupcakes, and ice cream. Taylor Blumenthal and some of her teammates from the Mizzou Golden Girls cheered at the event. She says she was excited to participate.
I love this school so much, and I just know when things like this happen, I just know I made the right choice in coming here.
Lofton says he is working to get students involved in the celebrations, which will continue throughout the year.
So, M-I-Z-C-L-U. Thank you very much.
With producer Jiaosu Tan, Emerald O'Brien, KBIA News.
For photos and more information about the event, visit kbia.org. The American Civil Liberties Union announced plans to file a lawsuit challenging Missouri's treatment of same-sex marriages today. The ACLU's Diane Balog said the suit will be filed in state court in Kansas City. It's unclear if it will challenge Missouri's constitutional ban on same-sex marriages or if it will simply seek recognition of gay marriages from other states. In 2004, Missouri became the first state to enact a constitutional amendment prohibiting same-sex marriage after the Massachusetts Supreme Court permitted gay marriage there. News conferences announcing the lawsuit are planned for Wednesday morning in Kansas City, St. Louis, Jefferson City, and Springfield. Jefferson City Public Schools has started the process of registering eighth graders in the district's new academies, where students can pick from a variety of career paths before entering college. With about 2,600 high school students in the district, each academy will have between 300 and 500 students. This year's eighth grade class will be the first to go through all 4 years with the academy experience. David Luther is a spokesperson for Jefferson City Public Schools. He says the Division of Academies is designed to foster relationships between educators and students.
They're going to be seeing the same teachers. They're going to have the same principal, secretary, et cetera, in that area. They're going to have their peers there with them. We think that they're going to feel a lot more of a bonding with the school itself.
Luther says because the curriculum will focus on a specific career path, the coursework can be more rigorous. The academy selections will be finalized by February 27th. For KBIA News, I'm Bridget Bowden.